WGEL presents Homegrown Music with Swamp Weiss. Tell us about the program, Swamp.
Hey, I'd love to, John. It'll be an hour of local artists, some old favorites, original tunes. We'll be on the air for an hour in the middle of the month, just prior to the Sunday Night Hayride on WGEL.
Swamp Live, July. We're even past the middle of the month here.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, we've had a lot of fun so far, I think.
Right? Yes, sir. Yeah. Fireworks and everything.
All right. Fourth of July. That's good. It's nice to have all that back again.
Yes, it is. Things are progressing here.
Yeah, opening up again. Yeah. So, well, you got something right off the bat, don't you, John?
Yes, sir. We haven't heard from this guy in a while, and does a great job, and he's right from here in Bond County. That's Kerry Miller and his band.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's a rowdy tune to start things
all
off.
Right.
Here comes.
Let's get rowdy.
100 proof.
Yeah.
Too much, but it just feels so damn good. I love too much, I just care too less, 'cause it just hurts so much. I can feel it coming down like a hammer to a nail, like old John Henry swinging.
Mr. Kerry Miller and
all
his
right.
band.
Swamp. Yeah, it is some rocking.
Got the show started out with some moving music there.
Yeah, it's all right. Yeah. Maybe he's playing out someplace this summer.
Well, we're going to catch that young man.
Yeah.
He puts on a heck of a show.
I think so. I tell you what, John, I got about half a dozen birthdays to salute. Most of them are homegrown. There might be an exception or two. But the first one I'd like to salute, he's been on the show before. Old buddy of mine, Dave Johnson, or David Johnson, I should say. Gets kind of touchy about that Dave thing, I think, or something. So I don't know if he's completely serious about that, but anyway,
some
David.
Some Davids like to be David, and some Davids like to be Dave.
That's right, yeah.
Or some of you like to be Davy Crockett. You know.
Or there's a few Davies out there, too, I guess.
Davies,
yeah, a few Davies. But this is David Johnson, and he's kind of an honorary hometown guy because he attended Greenville College back in kind of early, mid-70s here, so... And then kind of pushed on. He actually been down in Nashville for over 30 years, I guess, someplace. Over 35 years, probably. He played around the Midwest with his brother and his wife and some other people, and had a little congregation called the Johnsons, and I really liked the sound they put out. Jeff White is a fellow on this. This is back from, oh, probably late 70s, I believe, and I just love his banjo playing, and this song called Dixie Breakdown. Anyway, this is a Don Reno tune. He wrote some good tunes, and we're going to hear the Johnsons and all their glory with Dixie Breakdown. Him on the five-string banjo. His wife, Molly, is playing the upright bass. His brother, Bruce, is playing a mandolin. And the only non-Johnson here is Jeff White. And Jeff kind of went on to a career with Vince Gill through the years, so he's done pretty well with that.
Yeah.
Kind of stepped up there. So good picking there. I can't make a case for this next guy we're going to hear, John. He's not homegrown at all, but there's a fellow named Guy Van Duser. I don't know a whole lot about. I think he's a Dutchman. He's from Holland, I believe.
Well, and, you're forgiven on this one.
Okay.
Because I got one, too, later on.
Okay.
But, it's really got a homegrown connection, but you'll hear it in the music.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to do this. This guy named Guy Van Duser, who kind of made it in the mid-70s. I like the tune. This will get your heartbeat going and your pulse racing. It's for the 4th of July. It's the Stars and Stripes Forever. It's Guy Van Duser.
All right. Thank you. closing round of applause there.
What do you think about that, John?
That was some good stuff. Yeah.
That was one guy.
Brought the house down.
It was recorded live at the Nameless Coffee House.
Nameless Coffee House.
Harvard Square.
The no-name coffee house.
Yeah. So in 1976. Well, it makes sense.
76. Yeah. Be on a cassette, just like it was.
So Guy Van Duser there.
Hey.
Where are you today, Guy?
Let's bring in somebody. Yeah. Let's bring in somebody we used to play a few tunes with when he's in town.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully he comes back to town one of these days pretty quick. So. Mr. Bob Johnson, I really like this song. I think we've done it maybe a couple of years ago, but boy, it deserves a repeat here, I'm telling you.
What's your name is for you, huh?
The name of this Bob Johnson tune is Don't My Baby Look Good. Here we go.
My baby look good round the Ford.
Round the Ford.
Sitting on cedar, standing on a running board. Leaning on a hood, lying on the top, popping out the door when it comes to a stop. Oh, don't my baby look good round the Ford. Don't my baby look good on her boat.
On her boat.
Cruising up the river, stop dead for a float. When she puts that little suit on, I take note. Oh, don't my baby look good on her boat. Sets her ailerons, I go insane. Then she pulls those throttles back, I can't explain. Don't my baby look good round her way. Don't my baby look good on her dear.
John Deere.
When she takes the wheel and offers and let me steer. And we speed it up and find another gear. My baby look good on her knee. Don't my baby look good on her back?
On her back.
When she starts to pedal, what a sight. Good from the front, better from the side, best from the back, old man alive. Now don't my baby look good on her back?
Swamp, there goes our old buddy Bob Johnson. Yeah. And don't his baby look good?
If you're listening real close to that track, there's some familiar voices. One of them is mine, and the other is Craig Baumberger. We had a little session. We just ganged up on the chorus there, or those whatever you want to call them.
Yes.
Little repeats there.
You guys did an excellent job of that.
We were trying to make a second career out of vocalizing. Well,
exactly. I mean, just like the... And so there was always somebody behind those big stars.
Sure, like the, like the Lennon sisters.
Yeah,
we're available for that kind of thing, too.
We haven't had any blues here lately, I tell you. Yeah. And, the king of the blues around Bond County is definitely our old buddy, Jeff Chapman.
Big Jeff.
And the Brothers Jefferson is the name of the band that he's with when he's doing... doing his blues shows down in St. Louis.
Yeah.
And this one is Something's On My Mind by the Brothers Jefferson.
On Her Mind, I think it is.
On Her Mind.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. Right? I think there's something on her mind by the Brothers Jefferson.
It's on somebody's mind.
It's good to have things on your mind. Here we go.
Baby's got something on her mind. And I've known her for a while.
tells me everything's all right. But I can see it in her smile. Seems she's known it in her heart that the time was soon to come. There's a time when lovers part, when everything just comes undone. It's to show her how I feel inside. She finally came to me today to tell me what's been going on. Said there's a baby on the way, and that our love's forever. It's been so long since we've tried to make a child of our own. So happy now, I'm happy now that our house will finally become a home. Our little home is full of love. Our baby child is doing fine. I thank my lucky stars above. Baby had something on her mind.
There we have it, the Brothers Jefferson blues here. Something on her mind. Yeah.
Really? Well, I'll tell you what, we're following up some birthdays. This still a young lady. She's having a milestone birthday this year. And women can be touchy about this kind of thing, and men too, I guess. But she is someplace in between 40 and 60. Let's put it this way. So.
Okay.
And if you can figure it out, then, you know.
Whoa, you knew her when she was a kid here.
Yeah, and we're talking about Alison Krauss. And I knew her when I was a kid. The first time I saw her, she was still 11 years old. I saw her fiddle contest over in Madison County and at the Highland Fair over there. And just a kid and just doing incredible fiddle. Then as years went on, I found out, she can sing too. And that's really kind of her bread and butter there is the vocalizing. But and she's going to do some on this tune here. The other angle of this is also a friend of mine who's an original Union Station band. His name is John Pinnell. And he has been in Greenville. He was in Greenville a couple years ago, stopped by, and played the coffee house here, actually, with his wife. He wrote this song, so it's called Foolish Heart. And Allison's probably still in her teens. When you hear this, her voice still sounds pretty young. So anyway, this is a John Pinnell authored song called Foolish Heart, and it's Allison singing and playing the fiddle for you. How you like that?
Oh, yeah.
You can tell Allison's a little on the kind of on the young side there. Her voice is still, I guess she's in her mid-teens or someplace. I don't have all the information on the cassette I have here. It just doesn't list everybody. I could make a guess on who's playing, but I always like to credit the side people, but I don't know who they all are. I know John Pinnell's playing bass. They had different guitar players and banjo players. But anyway, that was Allison, and done right well for herself, and she's out there someplace. Wish you happy birthday, Allison.
Oh,
got somebody you like right here. Yeah.
This song actually sings about homegrown, and it's a homegrown song about homegrown. So I thought, man, this could fit real good when I heard this last month on the Hayride here on WGL. I thought, that is a fine tune, and this guy does such a great job on it. He's not only a guy. His name is
Guy Clark. Yep.
Which I think you saw him down in Florida.
Said a few years ago. I think my son was with me on that expedition, and we saw a guy. And I don't think he lived too many years. He passed away a few years back. The song you're talking about is "Homegrown Tomatoes," which is one of his most well-known tunes, I think.
And, let's do it. "Homegrown Tomatoes."
Ain't nothing in the world that I like better than bacon and lettuce and homegrown tomatoes. Up in the morning, out in the garden, get you ripe when you don't get a heart. Plant them in the spring, eat them in the summer, all winter without them's a culinary bummer. I forget all about the sweating and digging every time I go out and pick me a pickin'. Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes, what'll I be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes. Well, you can go out to eat, and that's for sure, but it's nothing a homegrown tomato won't cure. Put them in a salad, put them in a stew. You can make your very own tomato juice. You can eat them with eggs, you can eat them with gravy. Eat them with beans, pinto or navy. Put them on a side, put them in the middle. Put a homegrown tomato on a hot dish griddle. Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What'll I be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes. Life I lead. Well, I'd be Johnny Tomato Seed, 'cause I know what this country needs. It's homegrown tomatoes in every yard you see. When I die, don't bury me in a box in a cemetery. Out in the garden be much better, and I could be pushing up homegrown tomatoes. Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What'll I be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love. Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What'll I be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes.
I know a lot of you out there probably heard that one before, but that's probably the second time for me. We might, just because it's homegrown, and that's where we're right here, homegrown.
Yeah, ties in. There's a concept there.
And tomatoes, yes.
I love them. Nothing delicious. Like them. He's got that right. Nothing like it. So.
Yeah.
We're going to continue with a birthday salute, and I know this fellow pretty well. I can tell you his exact age. I won't tell you, but I can tell you exactly because... it's me. How's this for the ultimate ego trip? I'm going to play a song by me. That's the name I call myself. This is real homegrown because it's me playing. I'm playing two guitars, not at once. I'm not that good. But anyway, so I'm doing the backup rhythm and playing lead over it. And this is recorded at Dave Mayfield's subterranean studio. We call it the Fortress of solitude down there. Dave was the engineer on this one. So this song we've heard before in the past, I thought about trying to do it last month for the first day of summer, but we're still in summer, so it's the old perennial song, Summertime. We've had people like Steve Clark sing it, Ed Orville Johnson sing it, Doc Watson sing it, so now you're going to hear me play it, and so it's too bad. Okay.
Here we go. Tell us how the technique used on that. It sounded
Basically, it's a studio technique, which with Dave there, and I just played a rhythm guitar part, then overdubbed just a flat picking part on top of that. So just try and do variations, try not to repeat anything, but I probably repeat a few phrases in there. Looking at the cassette, I think I was planning on trying to do another set release or something here, and I was going to call it Play Guitar in 7 Days or Your Money Back. And I've got the old, you can probably see that from over there, John. People out there can't, but there's a woman with playing guitar, a little cheapo guitar of some kind. She's got gloves on, too, when she's playing it, which...
That takes talent.
That's real talent there, I guess, isn't it?
Yeah. And,
that's one of those things that you see in comic books when I was a kid. There's all kinds of stuff, you know. Comic books.
Comic books were a big thing back then.
Kind of like
the internet today.
Sure. And that's, I read a bunch of them. And
exposed us to things we shouldn't have been exposed to,
too.
Probably. In some
I always wanted to order the X-ray specs, but I never did order them. And they were always advertising.
And then came Mad Magazine.
for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's my birthday this month. And anyway, I won't tell you exactly how old I am, but I'm old enough to know better, I guess.
Yeah. So,
anyway.
When we finally know better, we're probably no good if we
know
better.
Okay. Probably not have as much fun as you see.
That's for sure.
But, anyway, so that's my salute to summer. There.
And, right. Next young man.
Who you
here.
Got there? Yeah.
Yes, the Patoka kid out there.
Yeah, Patoka kid.
Doing some great music, and he's been around for a while. Remember, we had him in one of our early country contests out at the VFW.
Yeah.
And he did a great job then, and written a lot of good songs since. Jamie Natiers, that we're talking about. Yeah. The song is Answers. We're going to get some answers right here in this song from Jamie Natiers.
I'm no stranger to learning the hard way or taking the long way around. I've had heartbreaks, made some mistakes, seen my share of ups and downs, and I'm still trying to figure it out. Sometimes I wish I had the answers to life's little questions, 'cause life's little lessons are starting to get old. I wish I had a picture with big illustrations to tell me all the things that I need to know. I wish I had the answers. Oh, but that's what living's for. I still believe that there's beauty in the madness and sunlight in the sadness that dries the tears. I'm still learning to trust this journey, even when the destination seems unclear. So where do I go from here? Sometimes I wish I had the answers to life's little questions, 'cause life's little lessons are starting to get old. I wish I had a picture with big illustrations to tell me all the things that I need to know. I wish I had the answers. Oh, but that's what living's for. Yeah, I wish I had the answers to life's little questions, 'cause life's little lessons are starting to get old. I wish I had a picture with big illustrations to tell me all the things that I need to know. I wish I had the answers. Oh, but that's what living's for.
So here's a song. We're going to send this out to Ringo. He's out there.
Jamie, here.
Yeah.
Searching for answers. And,
all right.
That's what living's all about.
Yeah, you got that right. So
the answers.
Very good. Well, this next fellow, I'm not going to make a case for being homegrown. He's homegrown over across the great water there. We're talking about none other than Ringo Starr.
Closest he ever came is his buddy George was in
Illinois. Yeah,
If you drive, I think if you get on 24 or 57 to 24, and you'll see the smiling Mr. Harrison.
Is that right?
Where he visited his sister.
Yeah, he was the first Beatle in the country. He visited his sister who's living down in Benton. Benton. And they were really impressed by George.
So that's a long stretch to get a little bit of localism.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But yeah, we'll take any kind of stretch. My thing about Ringo is if you don't like Ringo, come on, man. He's an institution. Here's my question last year. This a year ago, played Ringo, played Act Naturally by Ringo, which wasn't written by the Beatles. Next written by Johnny Russell and another person. But that's I'm going to ask you, how old do you think Ringo is? You might know.
He has a birthday this month.
Yeah. How old do you think he is, John?
I would say Ringo's probably 79 and a half.
Very, very close. He's 81 now.
Whoa.
81.
Whoa.
So here's a song. We're going to send this out to Ringo. He's out there. Every time I see Ringo, he acts like he doesn't know me. I don't know. But anyway, this is an interesting song because Ringo got a little bit out of that song. I think it's credit to Lennon, McCartney, and Starkey. So Ringo actually had a hand in writing this thing somehow, and which is kind of unusual. There's very few Lennon, McCartney, dash whoever else. Is always Lennon, McCartney, pretty much. So Ringo had a little bit of input on this one, and it's called What Goes On, kind of nice song.
What goes on in your heart? What goes on in your mind? You are tearing me apart when you treat me so unkind. What goes on in your mind? The other day I saw you as I walked along the road. When I saw him with you, I could feel my future fold. It's so easy for a girl like you to lie. Tell me why. What goes on in your heart? What goes on in your mind? You are tearing me apart when you treat me so unkind. What goes on in your mind? I met you in the morning, waiting for the tide of time. And now the tide is turning, I can see that I was blind. It's so easy for a girl like you to lie. Tell me why. What goes on in your heart? The name. Did you mean to break my heart and watch me die? Tell me why. What goes on in your heart? What goes on in your mind? You are tearing me apart when you treat me so unkind. What goes on?
Countryfication of
a little bit, yeah,
a little bit of the Beatles there.
I think maybe, I think maybe John and Paul kind of tailored that a little bit to Ringo there.
Yeah,
he liked country western. So.
Dandy job.
So, hey, Ringo, many more. Wish you many more.
Yeah, yeah.
And who's we got up here next, John?
Oh, up next we got some from Northern Lights up there.
Taylorville.
Taylorville. Yeah. Paula Moreau was the featured local singer there and did some great tunes, and we've got one of them coming up right here on her CD. This is called Wind in the Willows, Paula Moreau, right here on...
Like the wind in the willows and the love that's chosen. always be a spring, like the wind in the willows loves a soft and gentle breeze, like the down in your pillow or the redbuds on the trees. Never up, never rigid, it's a part of God's design, like the wind in the willows and the love that's yours and
I didn't know Paula real well, but Lyle Mayfield, I think, helped her put out a cassette years ago. So that's been quite a few years. I haven't seen her for many years, but yeah, a very talented person. And, kind of rubbed elbows with a lot of people who came through there.
Saw a lot of Nashville folks come through that their place there in Taylorville.
Yeah. Nashville North.
Nashville North.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hey, rolling with the birthdays, here's a guy. Lost too early. He's only 35 years old when he died. And talking about Steve Goodman, and had a birthday this month. Still celebrating the birthday. What a great talent! And the song he's known for is, of course, "The City of New Orleans." A lot of people think Arlo Guthrie wrote that. Willie Nelson came out with it later too, but Goodman's the guy that was behind it. And actually, he was an Illinois tie with this thing. He's a Chicago guy, and his wife came down to see her grandmother in Mattoon, Illinois. Is a story I got, and. He started writing a song on the train, "The City of New Orleans." So then when he got back to Chicago, he pretty much had it done. And it's a classic. I mean, they rate as classics. That's one of the top.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever, yeah. 10 probably in there someplace, you know. So I should talk about the song we're going to play by Steve Goodman. It's called "Elvis Imitators." So see what you think about that. We had a Elvis imitator. I just played with him not too long ago. I know the guy pretty well. He played out the Lou Bob's big extravaganza. So we had Johnny Cash, so he did Elvis. And this is Steve's song about Elvis imitators. And we're going to let it roll right after that with Jethro Burns playing an old classic called "Tico Tico." See what you think about that.
Here we go.
We wrote this song for Elvis imitators. We figured they ought to have a song. Maybe they should have a union. Right? That's a tough gig, being an Elvis imitator. And Jimmy Buffett actually recorded this thing under, he wouldn't use his own name though. He used Freddie and the Fish Sticks. That's what he called his band. So here's the song for the Elvis imitators, wherever they are tonight. Well, I walk up to the mic and then I shake my hip. Take a deep breath and put a sneer on my lip. See me on the street, you wouldn't know my name. But imitating Elvis is my claim to fame. So when they put my imitation name in lights, well, Elvis imitation, good at rocking the night. Cause I'm an Elvis imitator, and I just can't stop. Imitating Elvis on the bar on the top. Imitate the way he walked, the way he smiled. Throw away my scarf and make the crowd go wild. Well, imitation Elvis may not be the king, but baby, it's the next best thing. Singing Viva Las Vegas in the G.I. Blues. Won't you love me tender in my blue suede shoes? Let me be your teddy bear, cause you're too much. Baby, please surrender, cause I need your touch. Well, if you're feeling lonely, need a place to dwell, come on down to Imitation Heartbreak Hotel. Cause I'm an Elvis imitator, I just can't stop imitating Elvis. I can imitate the way you want, the way you smile. Throw away my scarf and make the crowd go wild. Well, imitation Elvis may not be the king, but baby, it's the next best thing. We all rock imitation. We all rock imitation. Sequin suit, pompadour haircut, and my high heel boot. Imitating Elvis is the only way that I can make it through my imitation day. Oh, this rockin' music can't be denied. I was imitating him before he died. I'm an Elvis imitator, but just can't stop. I'm imitating Elvis on the bottom of the tongue. I'm imitating the way he walk, the way he smile. Oh, wave my scarf and make the crowd go wild. Well, imitation Elvis may not be the king. Baby, it's the next best thing. I'm a baby. Hi, hi, money.
Jethro taught me the chords to this this ancient song in A minor. He lets me play this whether I need to or not. If I promise not to get lost. So here's a little instrumental we can all sing. It's called Tico Tico.
Goodman.
Wow, that's something, isn't it? What do you think of that? Tico Tico.
Tico Tico.
It's kind of like an unlikely duo, but they kind of warm up each other. And Jethro didn't play with them all the time, but he'd made around a certain area. Jethro lived up in Evanston, Illinois, up kind of outside of Chicago there. And looking at the liner notes on this, too, Goodman's writing in 1983 here. It's just like a collation of different songs live. Later on the album, he does City of New Orleans and said, "You never even called me by my name," is the other song that he's probably, David Allan Coe had kind of hit on that.
Yes. Well.
But Goodman was sort of part of that deal. So, along with John Prine, actually gave him a verse or two or a couple lines and said, "Don't worry about it. I don't want winning credit." And then when the thing took off, I was like, whoa, maybe I should.
Always got second thoughts at that.
Maybe I should have took a little credit on that thing. Yeah, so
yeah.
So we've got... what do we have now? Oh, we got our old buddy here.
Yeah.
Craig Baumberger, sometimes known as Bose. I thought this might be a good tune to play in summertime. When we did this, this was recorded at Greenville College. Different people, Jerry Chapman and Goose Miller, were also involved in this thing, along with Craig and I. And at the time, I think this was in 2012, maybe sometime back there, we were not having much rain. And so it's just a perennial thing in the Midwest, and you know, obviously the farmers depend on rain, and so it's a big deal around here. A lot depends on agriculture. And so he mentions the summer that I was born is actually mentioned in this song. So if you're a really close listener, you might find out when I was born, so if you care. But the song is called Rain, and here's Craig Baumberger.
Back in 1935, the Okies just got out alive for the Oklahoma wind came sweeping down the plain. And the farm the bank foreclosed upon had blown away, the dirt was gone, cause the fence won't stop, cows are dust when they're looking for some water. And it's rain, 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 that's what the preacher cried. Now pass the blade around again and fill it up this time. Well, it's rain, 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 that's what people pray. Lord, if you have some rain to spare, would you please send some our way? July of 1954, the rain shut off, wouldn't fall no more. I didn't think much about it, seen hot times before. But the temperature went way up high, the ground was getting really dry, and a southwest wind blew 3 days straight and all the green turned brown.
corn died standing in the rows, like soldiers lined up years ago. It had no ear to hear a hungry baby cry. Back then the bowl was full of dust, no savings in the bank of trust, and the well quit giving water same day the cow went dry. And it's rain, 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 that's what the preacher cried. Now pass the plate around again and fill it up this time. Well, it's rain, 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 that's what the people pray. Lord, if you got some rain to spare, would you please send some our way? Years from now, we'll say October 12th was the year the crops all went to hell, and the price of corn so high, but we had no corn to sell. Well, the whole damn country's in a drought, take a hurricane to blow it out. Disaster for the coast, salvation for the plains. Every day is just the same, it's a big old sun, no sign of rain, and barely any clouds to give the ground some shade. We stay inside and we keep it cold, burn another ton of coal, and what we burn today makes it hotter still tomorrow. And it's rain, 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 that's what the preacher cried. Now pass the blade around again and fill it up this time. If you want rain, 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 you're gonna have to pray. Lord, if you got some rain to spare, would you please send some our way? Lord, if you got some rain to spare, would you please send some our way?
There goes Craig.
There you go.
Yeah, doing his rain dance.
Rain, yeah. Yeah, it was. I looked at the notes on the CD. It was 2012. They recorded this at Greenville College at that point. I'd like to also mention David Johnson.
David Johnson.
But anyway, he played banjo on. I think Craig's doing his banjo too. David played the kind of. Yep. Before we get out here, I'd like to do a shout out to my buddy Buckwheat. He's a listener down in Carlisle, and he played drums at Swamp Daddy's for a couple years in there. And I was looking through my files. I'm going to try to find something he played on. So, Buckwheat, if you're listening, I'm going to try to get you in the future there.
Yeah.
A little dab of what he does.
So. All right.
Anyway, that's about it for the birthdays, I guess.
Okay, so. Yeah. And for July, too.
For
we'll
July.
See you in August here when it rolls around.
All right.
For homegrown music right here. Good night, folks.
Good night.